Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, April 30th. I'm Larry Richard, along with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And what a night in Pittsburgh, Paul. You mentioned that wind gust recorded at Pittsburgh International Airport, 71.3 miles per hour. That's actually just short of hurricane-force winds.
I thought that as I looked out my porthole window as the storm was coming through and the trees were bending over. The last time I'd seen trees bending at that angle was during a tropical storm, almost a hurricane.
And that part of the storm actually didn't last all that long.
It was just seconds.
And once those winds came, It was relatively calm, obviously very warm and summer-like to begin, and then you could see the line of showers, and it didn't appear on radar to be as menacing, though we had tornado warnings in the area late afternoon, and a lot of people were fortunately paying attention, and some sought shelter. The first tornado warning came in Beaver County, and it was extended to Allegheny County. But these were straight-line winds for the most part associated with a big differential in temperature. It was 80 degrees, and minutes later it was 61.
My goodness.
And I happened to be at home at the time and looked out the wind. I have woods in the back and saw a giant tree just uproot and then snap. Branches flying everywhere, trees down, as Rob Pratt also indicate, just brutal.
And by the way, I mentioned one of the deaths, a man electrocuted on the south side slopes when he tried to move a wire that had fallen on his vehicle, apparently. But there was another death. We don't know much about that at this point.
Yeah, that was reported by Allegheny County. You mentioned the issues with emergency service calls to 911. State of emergency declared in Forest Hillsboro. Mayor Frank Porco decided, just because of the number of trees down, trying to caution people, certainly stay away. The live wires are the biggest concern.
Absolutely. And the number of trees blocking roadways is also a concern. We have one partially blocking the road to our studios this morning. And by the way, we haven't even begun to touch on the effects today, which would include a raft of school delays and closures.
Yeah, I would imagine many superintendents in this hour, if they have already, because so many people are without power. It peaked, they believe, somewhere around 400,000 homes without power at the peak, which is more than the population of the city. By a long stretch.
I can say that in my time here, it's never been that high before. So I'm very grateful that we got the advance reporting that we did. People had an opportunity to be prepared for this storm. A friend called sometime around like 2:15 yesterday, and we were chatting, and I asked him, I said, did you pull your breakables and movables from the yard into the garage. He said, yeah, he said, I'm all set to go. He says, you never can tell. Well, there you go. And now the lights flickered at my place. The TV did turn off for a moment, but there was never any kind of a really lengthy interruption in power service. What happened at your place?
It was seconds when that first line of wind and the damage that it did in a short period of time, and the lights went out.
Mm.
Haven't been on since.
Oh, you're still out.
Oh, yeah. Driving in, you could see patches where there were some lights and then other patches, total darkness.
Yes, on the Parkway North, as I made my way in, there were two areas where the roadway was just darkened. Then you'd go through a part where the lights were back on again. Here in Green Tree, there are areas where the lights are on around Poplar and Mansfield Avenues, up here at Foster Plaza, over at the office buildings that are adjacent to the interstate, the Parkway West. Some of those buildings have power. And as you get into the neighborhoods, streetlights sporadic. Most homes don't have power, it appears.
Yeah, the roof blew off. A bunch of places lost their roofs. Fiore's Pizza Shop on West Liberty Avenue. And there's a litany of places. Robinson Township, three trees smashed into a home. Major damage. Fortunately, no injuries in that incident. Forest Hills, extraordinary damage. U.S. Open set up at Oakmont, damaged by the storms.
It has. I saw a picture of this, Larry. They have a hospitality tent. You know how big those things are, those great big white hospitality tents. It was just tore up.
Yeah, the roof is gone. And, I mean, this is a giant tent. When we say tent, we're talking about
the size of a small building.
Yeah, hundreds of people could fit underneath that. So they're busy prepping for the Open. And then just the number of branches, trees, debris blown around the region. By the way, if you're up and you have something to report, 866-391-1020 is our number.
Especially heads up on wires down on major roadways or trees blocking important arteries in your neighborhoods.
And Lonzo has stayed over here for an extra hour.
Way to go, Lonzo. Thank you.
Yeah, what was it like being here last night? You probably got a lot of reports just anecdotally from our staff and people calling in, right?
Yeah, well, during Rob's show is when we got a lot of calls from people with no power. But as far as being here last night, it was pretty boring because there was no TV. There was
Oh, right, the cable.
Yeah,
for the building's out.
Did we wind up going on to emergency power for any time?
No, it was on from the whole time I got here, up until now.
All right. Well, appreciate you staying over.
No problem.
And obviously, we're on a little early, just due to the massive power outages and the cleanup that's going to take place. Also, one of the things to consider, you're going to run into potentially a lot of traffic signals that are inoperable out. So it is considered at that point a four-way stop. And we got Bill in Beachview. You're on the Big K Morning Show. Bill, how you make out?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. What's the status?
Well, Beachview's Tropical Avenue up by Shady Crest Drive. There's two trees down with power lines in them. One way in and one way out of the neighborhood.
That's it.
That's it. And it's blocked. All the elderly, if something was to happen back there, somebody's going to be in trouble.
Well, check on your neighbors, too, especially in these dark early hours. I'm sure it can be terrifying, especially if you're older and living alone. You have no power. So good call, Bill. Thank you. How'd you make out with your place? He dropped. Yeah, just an unimaginable amount of trees down.
Paul. Well, Larry, to tell you about the volatility of the power outage situation and probably tree limbs still coming down that have been weakened, right? But we bounced back up in the power outages. When I started the newscast about 10 minutes ago, we had 156,000 Duquesne Light outages.
Jeez.
That's just bumped back up to almost 223,000.
Oh, it's bumped up.
Yes. In the city of Pittsburgh, it went from about 84,000 to 123,000 in a very short period of time. So, you know, we're at a point right now in the power restoration process where utility crews will get one problem solved and then find another and have to go back and clean up a mess from, you know, something else that, you know, that affected what they had just repaired.
I'm sure it's almost like a whack-a-mole thing.
Exactly.
And in terms of the power outages, they suggest that we're not going to know when they'll give you an estimated time for restoration because they have so many major issues to address first.
Yes, they have the probably a priority list of the facilities that they want to have power to immediately, emergency services, hospitals, etc. And then they'll be looking at restoring power as widely as they can, safely. But you can't turn on the power in a place where you've got live wires down, can you? I mean, it would be better for it to be off until they can repair it.
Yeah, they have to go. And that's probably why we're seeing those numbers go up. Once they get to an area, they got to shut some power down to address there issues. And so they power back up and then restore, you know, everybody as soon as possible. I know, be patient, because when you don't have power, it's real easy to get, you know, anxious. And when is my power coming back?
Well, the way to look at it is this fairly simple. If your neighborhood is all off, there's a good chance that, you know, one fix just outside of your neighborhood is going to restore power. But if your home doesn't have power and your neighbors do, it's going to be a while, because that's at the very end of the restoration process.
Right, that's a good point. I have two neighbors on my street that have those generators.
They snapped right on, didn't they?
Yeah, my neighbor, three doors down across the street, looks like the Gateway Clipper fleet is lit up. I'm jealous. All right, John in Wilkinsburg. You're on KDK, John.
Yeah, I fired up last night. There's a lot of people still not adhering to the lights. I just had a guy blow around me while I was stopping using the turn lane to go around me.
Yeah, when you get to those lights, again, if the signal isn't operating, you have to treat it by law as a four-way stop, and some people don't know that, so you got to be extra careful.
Oh, he just didn't care. It's one of those white BMWs.
You got to have
these guys driving these expensive foreign cars. Don't think they can need you to adhere to the road.
Got to have your head on a swivel, my man. All right, John, be safe. All right, let's check in with Lee in Carnegie. You're on KDK, Lee. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. I just wanted to report that I live in an apartment complex here in Carnegie, and we've been out of power since 5 o'clock last night-ish. And there's a lot of people in the building that are on oxygen.
Oh.
And not a lot, but I don't know how many, but I know there are people in the building who are on oxygen, and I know they have probably backup power, but I don't know how long it lasts. And it's just, it's frustrating because many of us are elderly people in here, people with disabilities, you know who I am. And
I do, so, Lee, and that's nice that you're thinking about your neighbors too, so... You okay?
I mean, I'm okay. But, you know, if this goes on much longer, you know, I called several times Duquesne Light's line, automated line last night to get update. And the only update they gave us was an inaccurate one at like, I'm going to say early evening or late evening, and it hasn't been updated properly since. And then I talked to somebody and they said we can't give anybody any time frame.
Yeah, unfortunately this is a massive event, so it's not like a typical a tree or two or down here or there, so it's so widespread. But Lee, thanks for checking in. Take care.
All right, bye.
All right, Rich, Jefferson Hills, you're on the Big K Morning Show.
Yeah, there's Larry and your cohort there. There's power outages in Jefferson Hills, sporadic. A lot of trees down on 51.
On 51.
Major construction going on there. On 51, yeah.
That can't
be
good.
Be very careful. No, that's not good. And then there's people passing you up through, you know, they're not treating intersections that are dark like four ways, which they should be. People should know that by now.
Yeah, we've reiterated that. That's a good point, Rich. A signal, a traffic signal is a four-way stop after if there are no lights of, you know, power.
I have friends who live in the Swissville, Regent Square. They said that place got devastated.
All right, be safe out there. Thanks for the update.
Larry, just to give you a little cohort update on what Lee's situation is over in Carnegie, looking at the Duquesne Light outages map, everywhere I check for outages in the Carnegie area, it says estimated restoration to be determined.
Right.
And these have been stretching back into 7:30, 6 o'clock, 5:30 last night. And if you look at the, my goodness, the maps and the number of, they've really improved the outage maps, both Duquesne Light and Penn Power. But when you look at the maps and you see all these symbols representing outages, they're everywhere. They're everywhere.
Yeah, they are. It is widespread around the region, those winds. Yeah, it'll be determined. Now, they'll send damage teams out to assess it, but it appeared to me, Paul, where we were in the Northeast, were straight line winds just ahead of this intense storm system, and that's what did the damage right at the beginning of the storm.
Right. My review of some of the pictures that have been posted online before I came into work this morning showed that this thing stretched from as far away as the north side all the way out to Oakmont. At one point, and I don't know if it's still the case, but Halton Road was blocked by a tree down.
Which is a major thoroughfare.
That's the thoroughfare in
between Oakmont and Plum.
Yeah. So it gives you some idea of how widespread the damage was. And to our west, Larry, much even more so in the areas to the west of the Pittsburgh area.
And to your point earlier, Paul.
Near the border.
I'm looking, schools, delays and closings are pouring in. So on our website, if you don't have power, that's a challenge, obviously, because we have school closings and delays that are really starting to come in now because so many people without power, unable to go through the morning routine to get the kids ready, so many issues with downed trees, blocking roadways. They're still out there trying to remove that debris. And so we're starting to get the list that's growing for closings and delays. And you can go to kdkradio.com if you can. And we'll try to give you some of the highlights. We'll take a short break here and be right back. 866-391-1020. This is KDKA.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is the Big K Morning Show early edition due to storm damage around the region. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. We've got Lonzo producing and into overtime. Appreciate that. Let's go to Joyce in Sarver. Joyce, you're on KDK. Sounds like you're on the move.
Hi, Larry. Yes, I am. I'm on my way to work in Pittsburgh, but got ready by my husband's Craftsman's flashlight, but I wanted to report that Sarver is completely dark. We got hit pretty bad there. Luckily, myself personally, we're okay, but next door neighbors lost 2 40-foot trees.
Oh, man.
Down, blocked the road. It's bad up here. So just wanted to let people know, and thank goodness for Getco. They have a generator, and I got coffee.
If you get coffee, that can be a game changer, even in a challenging situation. Joyce, how far do you have to drive?
Into the city, so it's, 34 miles from Sarver, straight down 28.
All right, well, be careful out there.
Thanks, Larry. You guys as well.
Appreciate you checking in, Joyce.
I was just thinking about the people who will be staying home today. At least we have a cool morning It's going to get into the 40s this morning before the sun rises, and then it's only going to be 71 today, and that's a good thing because it could be hot, and that would be awful.
After this storm system, and that's what part of the fuel was, Paul, you had summer-like temperatures on the east side of the storm, and you had a dramatic drop in temperature, which was the fuel for the storm system pushing this way at 71.3 miles an hour. That was...
A 73 is a hurricane, a Category 1 hurricane.
To give you some idea, so even though it didn't last all that long, it did what it did. Most of the damage was done in those first minutes when the winds hit.
I don't know what you saw. What I noticed as I was watching the storm front move through was that brief burst of very intense high wind. And I don't know how high it got at my place. Never seen it that windy before.
I just happened to be looking out the window at that time. I was on the computer, and I had a file opened that I was editing. So I don't know if it saved. I might have lost all the work.
Oh, no.
I spent hours working on this, and then I kept looking at the radar, and a couple of people reached out and said, Larry, we're getting tornado warnings. And I said, I see that. But here in Allegheny County, it wasn't showing the red hook on the radar. It was straight line winds, but even some of the red had dissipated somewhat. So it wasn't even as intense a thunderstorm with lightning. I mean, there was some, yeah, and the heavy rain initially, but it was the wind damage. That first burst of wind did most of the damage that we're seeing.
And that raises the question, were there tornadoes? Any at all? I'm kind of doubtful based on what you're saying.
Yeah, we're going to check in with the National Weather Service. And typically what they do is they send out a storm evaluation team, and they're going to be busy. But if you lost your roof or a tree's into your house, whether you call it a tornado or hurricane or microburst or straight line winds, it doesn't matter. It all feels the same this morning. And we'll continue to keep you updated. Power, the biggest issue right now. Keep it on KDKA for details. Good morning. Welcome to Wednesday. It is April 30th, last day of the month. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. We've got AAA's Helen Gamble. Joe Lundberg, our meteorologist, also going to be checking in with the National Weather Service. And Lonzo into overtime for Aaron Ferragonio. Appreciate your help, Lonzo, this morning. Thank you. The cleanup after the devastation of high winds and thunderstorms that ripped through the area late afternoon yesterday and laid damage to the tune of over 400,000 people without power at one point. Now, they're chipping away at it, but still many people who are used to occasionally losing their power relatively quickly getting that restored. We don't have word on how long that will take in certain areas.
Well, we have at least around 300,000 customers offline in the region.
That, I don't remember a number that high.
No.
You'd have to go back, and it took days in some cases to have power restored in some neighborhoods. But because of that, and I want to give parents a heads up early, there are many school delays, 109 so far. I have a feeling that that number is going to increase as superintendents make their decisions. Now, here's part of the problem. Like Pittsburgh Public Schools is on a two-hour delay. For now, some of the schools don't have power, as well as many of the people who are getting the kids up.
I think the number of cancellations of schools will increase exponentially in the next 90 minutes.
I really believe it's the right move in this case, just because of the number of trees down around the region, some cases still clearing those from streets, the number of power outages at schools and other businesses, and the number of homes that don't have power. It's a huge challenge.
How do you prioritize all the things that need to be taken care of for the utilities right now? I mean, it's just, I'm sure that they have a protocol that they go through and they, you know, methodically work through it. But with this many problems, lines down especially, they must be moving at some pace today.
And I understand it's easy to become anxious especially you. Here's the other issue: you have food in your fridge. They say it stays good for about 4 hours, rule of thumb. Freezer, maybe a little longer if you didn't open the doors. But at some point, you're going to have to, you know, throw a lot of stuff out too. And then there's the practical part of cleanup around the region. And we've seen roofs taken off. Many of those. One in Beachview, you saw that business lost the entire roof. Fury's Pizza, West Liberty Avenue. Many businesses and homes with damage.
Circling back to what you said about power outages and refrigeration, on my way down here on the Parkway North, I passed the Giant Eagle that's on the right side there at Camp Horn Road exit.
Were the lights on?
No. And I wonder how they're going to deal with that, right? Do they have a generator that keeps the refrigeration units and the freezers going? I would assume they do.
Well, that's a great question.
You know,
because the devastation for them could be catastrophic.
Yeah.
I'm sure they have backup power. You've heard a lot of, and especially in the last couple of years, these Generac home power generators that run off natural gas or fuel. And more people have been purchasing them for times like this.
Well, you mentioned a couple of your neighbors have decided to do this.
Yes.
And I'm curious to know, have you considered it?
Absolutely. Last night, I'm thinking, why haven't I done this yet? Because you look across the street, and I mentioned my neighbor's home looks like the Gateway Clipper fleet going out for a party. You know, every light on is on. I was trying to sneak over there with an extension cord, but I couldn't get that far. So, school delays. Pittsburgh Public on a 2-hour delay, but stay in touch because some of this is going to change. Armstrong School District closed, and then you have a series of 2-hour delays. Baldwin-Whitehall School District closed. Beaver Area School District closed now. And there's a litany of schools. Central Catholic, 2-hour delay. You can go to kdkradio.com. We have the entire list, but I advise you to keep checking it. And part of the problem, Paul, is people don't have power. They can't access the internet unless they have their phone. Some of the cell towers were damaged, as I understand. So there is some compromised service. And then how do you charge your phone?
Go out to the car and plug it into the USB, I guess.
And
start the car. And
don't do that in your garage.
Some people turn the car on, I guess.
Stuck in the garage because the electric door opener, but there's a pull chain disengages it. You should be able to open that manually, but certainly don't keep your car running in a enclosed area. 2-hour delay for Derry area. Deer Lakes closed. Fox Chapel School District all closed morning, noon, and night. And so the list goes on, and we're going to keep you posted here. Patience, and look after your neighbors. Especially if you have elderly neighbors who live alone, it can be terrifying to spend a night without power. And we'll check on the traffic and weather next. .545 at KDKA from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. AAA traffic powered by Bowser Genesis of Monroeville. Ellen Gamble, how did you and your family make out last night when those winds ripped through?
You know, we had a power loss, but fortunately it wasn't for long. Now, I had some family members who were without power just, you know, a couple miles down the road, and they were actually out for longer than we were, but no major damage. We're very thankful about that. It's been interesting to see how it's impacted things so far this morning, Larry. You know, we have our PennDOT cameras out over so many area roads. I can tell you that we do not have our full complement of cameras this morning. Now, I can see a lot of the major arteries, and I can see that those are moving. We do have a couple of accidents, as we mentioned in our first report. One continues to be worked on for folks in West Mifflin on Lebanon Road near Noble Drive. And we also have one in Carnegie on East Main Street near Sansbury Street. Just a reminder, folks, extra travel time. And when you do approach an intersection where there may not be power or the lights are on flash, you are to treat that as a four-way stop. Please take it easy and pack your patience, as we say, when you head out this morning. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 5:55. I'm Ellen Gamble on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Thanks, Ellen. And the AccuWeather forecast today, well, we have the fortune of having quiet and cooler weather. 71 will be the high, and we'll see some sunshine. So the cleanup will not be inhibited by any additional rain today. Though tomorrow, we go back to 83, and we could see another wave of showers and heavy thunderstorms in the afternoon. And also looking at the closing and delay list, Propel schools, they're all closed today, morning, afternoon, and evening classes. Around the region, River Valley School District is closed. And Sarah Catholic, two-hour delay. So kdkradio.com if you can. And if you have anything you'd like to share with us, you can go to our Instant Access, KDK Radio, or we can check in with you like James in Murraysville. James, you're on KDK. Good morning.
Hi, Larry. I'm listening to you guys with an old-fashioned battery transistor radio.
You know, I was thinking about that. It's always good to have those around for emergency situations. And for many people, that's this right now.
Yes. I'm in the eastern part of Murraysville, kind of near Delmont. And our power went out last night around 8 o'clock. The lights flickered for about a minute and then went out, and it's been off ever since. And the only damage in this immediate area is a 7-story pine tree came down, and it went across 3 properties, and it crushed a kid's swing set that's made out of 4x4 lumber. Everyone has seen those. And fortunately, no kids were outside. But that's the only immediate damage here, and the entire neighborhood is still dark.
James, appreciate you checking in. Hang in there, partner. And
thank you.
Good advice to have that backup battery-powered radio.